Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Yep, in about a week from now, many of us would have submitted our votes at the voting stations. We ourselves as the Kaya Biz team, together with the Kaya 959 family, will be at the Results Operations Center for the IEC in Pretoria at this time next week, giving you feedback and updates on the process of the local government elections. And in line with that, we want to make sure that we also understand the business side of running a municipality, right? And this is so often where you and I would pay our local municipal bills, we'll pay our rates and taxes, but what happens to that money at the end of the day? How is it that municipalities actually need to adequately manage their revenues and their resources to avoid us having a situation where the Auditor General comes about every year to tell us about fruitless and wasteful expenditure? To guide us on this and give us, I guess, a one-on-one, a breakdown of how it is that municipalities actually need to manage their finances and budgets and how we can take that into account when it comes to heading to the polls next week, we join on the line by Miela. Mielani Oleni. He's a Chief Revenue Advisor at Diso Consulting. Mielani, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Gugule, and good evening to the listeners.
It's always good to speak to you, Mielani, and today's session will really be one that's more educational, right? Because many of us head to the polls, we hear of the election manifestos from the various parties. Some of us might vote emotively, others might change their minds at the polls, but help us understand the numbers and how it is essentially municipalities essentially not only make money, but need to manage it adequately in order to deliver on the services that they promise.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is one point that I think we've spoken about it numerous times. The fact that a municipality is essentially a business which is in the public sector, which is run by public sector. Therefore, it has all the makings of a business. Earlier, you were speaking to the representatives of business. Very similar, because they must generate revenue. And with that revenue, they are buying or paying for electricity so that they can on-supply it to consumers, water, the same, and other services that are being provided from the municipal point of view. Even streetlights, municipalities have to go and contract for the construction of streetlights and to buy the street lobes and so on. So all of those things are important within a municipality, because they must essentially look after the till. And that till means money coming in, and whatever is going out must go out for a good cause and must go out to areas where there's an impact and must be managed to such an extent that it does not end only in one area, because some of the times we see municipalities constructing beautiful infrastructure, but after that, there is no money which is set aside for repairs and maintenance, and it falls into disrepair and so on. So it is important that municipalities, even as we are speaking to communities, we find ourselves in a position where we level with the communities to say the services must be paid for. Services must be at least for what you use. You must pay for it. If there are issues, these are ways to resolve those issues. But it means that money must flow between the consumers and the municipalities for there to be service delivery.
And I think that flow is what raises concerns, right? Many might question, we might see the money flowing out of the pockets of residents as well as tax-paying citizens, but how are we seeing this being managed when it comes to the execution of services?
So I think what we should be looking forward to in these six elections, electoral municipal elections, is really a strong government's ethos within municipalities, because we have been through the ups and downs, we have been through the difficult issues, we have been through the shocking issues. So what we should be pushing for is an ethos of governance across the board. And that governance says we follow processes. If anything is to be procured, these are the processes and we adhere to them. If there is anything that would need to be, for instance, serviced, as the same processes would follow, a budget must be put together in strict accordance to the MFMA and all of those things that are being promised currently to communities are at least costed properly and are delivered in a way that it would make sense. Otherwise, it would still be irresponsible of municipalities, or at least during elections, for promises to be made or over-promising, so to say, such that when it comes to the administration, there's incongruence.
But on that note, Butmielani, some might say that once bitten, or maybe many times bitten, we remain incredibly shy. And that's because of the annual reports we get from the Auditor General, right, which highlight that South African municipalities are still, I guess, underperforming in terms of the execution of their services and prioritizing good governance.
Absolutely. And I think that is another area, number two, because governance obviously alone is not sufficient to make sure that communities are getting the services that they require. So the critical aspect is how to set up the service delivery machinery going forward. And we've seen the mistakes and how not to of the past. So in the new dispensation, so to say, that we are going into, the focus needs to really be on the service delivery. And if, for instance, there are budgets which are unfunded,
yes,
it would be prudent for municipalities to be realistic and go back to the voters to say, we have to reduce the budget because we are not able to fund them for this particular reason. Therefore, we are not going to do this, but we are now prioritizing, which is something about service delivery that we have not quite seen, because municipalities may find themselves wanting to do everything that needs to be done or goes wrong or that they've promised. But the issue now is on service delivery, what are the key priorities, the things that will make the most impact when they are delivered, and then facilitate for the other aspects to then follow in later budgets that can then be approved. Because with a budget and finances,
yes,
you essentially have a budget for the year, and you also have an opportunity midway to revise that budget such that you can put money into other priorities or areas that have emerged to be more important than others, which is something that the instrument is there within the Municipal Finance Management Act.
Mielani, to close off with, I guess when it comes to the money angle and reviewing the performance of our municipality, that is only something we can always do in retrospect, right? When we review the financials, when we have the Auditor General's report, or even review some of the rankings and additional reports and assessments that we can rely on. But are there some key indicators that we as voters heading to the polls next week can consider when it comes to the adequate financial management of our local government and the choices that we opt to make at the polls next week?
Absolutely. And I think that is one thing which I, in simple terms, monthly management accounts must be presented every month by every municipality.
Where do we find them?
And typically those would be in the submissions or the resolutions or the items that go to council. And council, if it's held every month, it's open to the public. And those documents are open to the public. We don't even need to request them on a special basis, but those kind of documents are available because that's public finances that we are dealing with. So those opportunities to go, for instance, and participate and hear what's happening within council meetings and to hear the resolutions that are being tabled or the decisions that are being taken or at least the priorities that are being tabled is one way that we can follow through within holding essentially municipalities or government accountable. So there is that aspect where, for instance, we see the manifestos coming through, but we need to follow through as well and become part and parcel of the governance machinery, which is allowed through participation or at least observing at council. Again, we can also get that information through our ward councillors, because they have to come back and report back as to how things are progressing,
yes,
what the difficulties are, and so on. So that is possibly one other aspect. If we can just see much more participation and involvement from us as residents, perhaps we can shape some of these issues to improve even more.
Indeed. Mielani, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. We're looking forward again to revisiting many of the reports that have been conducted by Ndiso Consulting and also reviewing the performance of municipalities in South Africa and abroad that we need to be cognizant of as we head to the polls next week. Thank you so much for your time. That's Mielani Oleni. He's the Chief Revenue Advisor at Ndiso Consulting.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959. On the streets, on the air.